Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony the Builder.
The Builder. He's the Builder. I'm the Builder, bro.
Excuse me?
I'm the Builder.
I'm the, what is that called? The foreman.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're like the facilitator. You got all the money. You got all the fucking building material.
Golf cart. Yeah. Like, you guys need to get this fucking shit done.
You're the blue collar. I'm the white, bro.
I'm not paying overtime.
What Tony and I are referencing is that we were building a dungeon door for the basement.
We did.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done. We just need to get a clear coat on her. But yeah, man, I would ask what you've been up to, but I know. We went to Home Depot. We went to fucking Family Vids, dude.
See? Then you were like a little bummed because I didn't want to do it during the week. And then the weekend project became super fun.
It was fun.
Late night party.
I was not bummed, though. I told you this in the car.
Yeah, I know, but
it's your prerogative.
You were bummed in your heart.
I was not bummed in my heart.
Like your little, like dick heart.
My dick heart was not hurt. It was not broken. It wasn't cracked, nothing. I was just like, because, all right, here's the story. So I asked Tony if he can help me with this door, and it is a decent project, but I just have none of the tools that he has. Like, you have saws. Mm-hmm. You got fucking orbital sanders, belt sanders. Mm-hmm. Freaking, and he has a workspace in a garage, like a giant workspace, and I'm sitting here in this basement fucking, like, ankles to fucking nuts, just like trying to do shit. Like, building this like basement was tough enough with nothing inside of it.
Yeah.
Now all my crap's in here.
Yep.
And Josie has a very sensitive, she's a super smeller. She has a very sensitive nose. So the stain, when I walked in from staining, she was like, "Oh, you have to change." And I was like, "What's up?" She's like, "You just reek of stain." I was like, "Oh."
What? I might have gone to bed and not even
in all your clothes.
No, but I went to bed like in my boxers, and I'm like,
well, I didn't change my boxers either. I mean, like, I just changed like my fucking. That's why I got the sick tracksuit on, my Zero hoodie with my fucking black pants.
Yeah, he looks like a youth from Great Britain.
Oi, mate. But anyway, so I asked Tony if he could help me with this door, and he was like, yeah, I just, like, don't do anything during the week after work. And I was just like, God damn it, because I'll ask him to record and stuff like that after work, and he just gets bummed. He wants to do it in his time off, which I understand. And I was like, well, technically, I don't want to do it.
Because we both do have days off that coincide.
Sundays. And yes. I was like, well, technically, but you described it perfectly. You're like, when you get off work, you want to keep going because you're, like, in work mode. And you're like, I get off work and I fucking put a gun in my mouth and then cry a little bit and then eat some rice
go
and chicken.
Bed. Yeah, done and done. And then on my off days, I'm like, well, let's work hard. Let's do everything.
And I'm like, nah, dude, let's just, like, do it, like, all the time.
Let's do no, you're like, on my off days, I don't want to have any plans
that is true.
Or
usually,
things.
I don't even usually like to record on Sundays, which we're doing right now. And I have a headache. Like, I'm definitely hungover. Hey, I feel like shit.
Hey, if you'd went to bed right after the project, it wouldn't have been quite as rough.
I was up till 3:30 last night. But hey, man, we're doing it. We're getting it done.
I was gonna say you're sprightly.
Definitely. Well, this yours doesn't have caffeine. I gave Tony S for a water because now I'm fucking facilitating everything for
him. Mine doesn't have caffeine?
No.
I couldn't even get caffeine. Wow. bottle of water is already too big of a chore to ask for, but caffeine.
I gave him a Crystal Light packet. It's pink lemonade.
I hate lemons.
Yeah, I did not know that. Yeah, he put it in, and he's like, oh, sick, it's going to be like strawberry kiwi. He takes a sip of it, and it looks like he got punched in the mouth. Like, his whole face puckers. I'm like, oh, shit. Why does your face look like an asshole now?
If in the podcast, I just go, that's because I took a sip of that.
Lime face. Ah, lemon face. Ooh.
So, yeah, we had fun. It was a good, and it's an awesome metal fucking dungeon. Like, metal, like, style, not metal made of metal.
No, it's made
it
out of wood.
It looks metal as fuck.
It's a mighty oak.
Oh my God, it's badass.
It's a white oak, right?
It was and it was a quick fucking project, technically.
Dude, Tony was like, yeah, just hop up there and fucking just stand on the board and start screwing him in. I'm like on top of his table. He's like, I think it should hold you. I'm like, good, because there's me plus this like 60-pound door.
Yeah, you're only going to fall 3 feet.
Yeah,
but
it'll hurt, but you know.
It'll suck, but we got it done in 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, the first coat of stain. Now we're just waiting to fucking do the clear coat. But yeah, that's what Tony and I have been up to, man. Just fucking broing the hell out.
Right. Right.
Have you been up to anything else? Playing any cool games? Seen any cool trailers? Do anything else than build doors?
Building cities.
Oh, God. What is this? Skylines?
City Skylines. It's really weird. So cities, what is that, a colon with the two dots?
Yes.
Cities.
Did you go to high school?
Dude, I always get semicolon and colon mixed up.
Well, think about a semicolon is the two different ones. It's like the comma and the dot.
I just don't know why.
So it's a semicolon.
I don't even know what a colon does. I've never used it in writing.
You've never been like, Tony, colon, the street ninja.
Well, when I'm writing my screenplays.
That's what I'm saying. So you have used them.
But that's for titles. Like, not in a regular day would I ever be like, Tony went to the store.
Colon.
Call me.
That's true, yeah. Because there is times when they use semicolons, and I'm like,
It's like a way to make a sentence a whole paragraph. That's what I thought.
It's like a lazy period, but kind of harder to make.
It's like, I'm still thinking about the same stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
If I name this episode Lazy Period, people are going to be like, okay, that sounds weird. What kind of misogynistic bullshit's this?
Just have to listen about 8 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Five.
But yeah, it's called Cities, colon, Skylines, plural.
Why do you
plural.
Tell me that? Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Why?
I'm bringing it up because it's a stupid name.
Why?
Cities, colon, Skylines. Plural.
Yeah. Well, because you can build cities and you can look at the skylines.
That's stupid.
Plural. Can you make multiple cities in one?
You could call it City Skyline.
True. You could call it Cities Skyline.
Or you could call it Cities.
Yeah.
It's just strange.
Yeah, you hate it.
Yeah, it's a stupid name. Awesome game, though, dude. I've been building cities, putting up different, like, water
now, if I recall,
treatment plants.
Now, if I recall, in The Sims.
Yeah.
You remember The Sims?
Yeah.
But, like, the first, like, Sim City, actually, not The Sims.
Yeah.
Sim City was tight. But do you remember when there was, like, alien attacks?
Oh, yeah. You can get all kinds of stuff.
Does that happen in Skylines?
You have to buy... There's expansions for all that stuff.
You have to buy fucking aliens?
Well, it's a realistic city builder as opposed to Sim City, which was kind of, like, silly. Oh, God. Is that an alien invasion? Is that a volcano that erupted?
That's sick.
You can get natural disasters and you can get fucking, like...
You have to pay for that?
Mass transit. Yeah, like, $10.
Fuck that.
In the main one, though, it's very classic city building.
Can you play online with friends?
I don't know. I don't have friends. I don't do anything online.
Isn't Dan playing it with you?
No, he has it, but I don't think there is. I think he might have.
It's not a co-op.
Either way, I don't think. Yeah, it's like, come on in and help me make these roads.
I mean, like, it's.
What are you doing over there making that roundabout, bud?
Oh, man, I see you're installing your picket fence. That's what I hate about SimCity is that you had to, like, didn't you have to, like, expand your, like, you had farms first. And then you, like, started building houses and, like, suburban.
I just go into God mode.
And then.
Ultimate money. Boom.
Oh.
You lay roads, you lay electric, you lay plumbing, and then you put what kind of housing it is.
It's weird. I kind of want to play this.
Like residential, commercial, or retail, and then it fills itself in.
How far are you in it?
What do you mean far?
Like how much
I have it in God mode, so I have unlimited money and all milestones unlocked. So I have all the cool shit. I have like football stadiums and fucking
dang, I don't know
nuclear
if I can play
reactors and
shit. I wanted to experience it with you.
We can in the same room.
Can you start over?
I mean, yeah, I can make another city. My city's called Starport.
Starport, colon, Tony City.
No, just Starport City.
Starport, colon, I hate them. Why Starport? Is it in space?
Well, in my head, it's like what a city of the future would be like for me.
Okay, because that's like what happened in The Sims is that you were building like shit that never existed. And that's when you get attacked by fucking sick-ass aliens or a volcano or a hurricane would hit you.
I mean, you should really get into those tycoons,
dude,
then.
It'd be sick if they were like Dante's Peak expansion.
They have natural disaster expansion.
Yeah, but I'm saying based off the movie. By the way, Robots got on us about not saying Deep Impacts anymore. He's like, what happened to the fucking Deep Impact rate? Now you guys just fucking spit out numbers like a bunch of idiot assholes.
Oh, just laziness.
Like
pure...
fucking every other dumb movie podcast ever.
Yep.
They don't talk about making doors, that's for sure.
Yeah, they don't talk about anything we do.
No.
That's why we're special.
Because we do it. They don't. They're doing other things.
There's no one that wants to do what we're doing.
I have not played any Destiny. I have not really... I haven't played any Spider-Man. I played a little bit of Destiny, but... It's just so daunting now. I don't know, man. But my movie list is huge.
Huge.
Dude.
So this time, when I watch a lot of movies, you're like, oh, are you done yet?
No, this happened last time, too.
You watched a lot?
Yeah, last week I watched a lot, too. You don't remember?
Look at this list, dude. My list is fucking longer than the page on the phone.
Dang, yeah. It looks about like mine. We just compared dicks.
Yep.
Will Disney keep Deadpool out of the MCU? I don't know. I kind of hate Screen Rant, dude. Like, honestly, like...
Who knows?
Because, like, all right, so this article. Disney can now release the unaltered Star Wars, parentheses, but they... And then you have to click it.
Yeah.
And then you click it, and it's like, but they won't. Because the lady's like, yeah, I have no... The person that's running Lucasfilm now at Disney is like, I have no real issue with how it is, and everything that in 1 through 6 of how it is now is considered canon. So yeah. You make the unaltered, the pure, as they call it. Then she's like, then it doesn't follow the canon. She's like, so I'm probably not going to do
it. It's just nitpicking nerd bullshit.
It's just weird, but like, why not make the supercut? I guess in 2006 they released blue DVD of it, and they had the unaltered, but it wasn't in widescreen. It wasn't remastered or anything. It was just dog shit quality, but it was the actual movies.
I mean,
I have the VHSs if you ever want to watch the pure version, bro.
No,
this is when THX first came out.
Oh, with that cool fucking, like, hum.
The liquid? Yeah, dude. Actually, I don't even know if it was the liquid yet. Yeah, I think just my own.
Yeah.
Do you know how they do that? That, like, they take one pitch and a lower pitch of the same octave, and then the lower pitch goes to the high pitch, and the high pitch goes to the lower pitch. So they pass each other at the same point, the same note. That's how they make
that. And
that's
why it gives you that,
curdled
blood feeling.
Yes, that's exactly. Like, my door will. no, but, Chris Hardwick will have people do that on a podcast with him.
Oh, like catch each other. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like he's like, all right, we'll start at the same time. You start at the high octave. I'll start at the low. And then you go to the low and I go to the high.
Wow.
And it actually does it. I'll do it at the end of this podcast. I'll record myself doing it.
All right. That's going to be really great for them.
Oh, man. I should just change the intro to that.
That would be fun.
I can't read in 5.1 digital Dolby surround sound. Now it's like 7.1. Have you been to a movie theater?
Mm-mm.
What
do you mean?
When was the last time?
What?
Where are you? When was the last time you
were
at a movie
theater?
What
do you mean, moron? Have you been to a movie theater? Are you from Mars?
Lately. Are you building your cities?
I've seen it with the fucking, when the stupid movieologist comes out and talks about unicorns and cocksucking bullshit.
I haven't gone to a Cinemark in a while.
Dude, that guy wants to drive. He drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah, I go to, what are they, fucking?
Regal.
Yeah, Regal's.
Yes, I know.
The only other theater.
The only option.
I wish we had an AMC, but yeah, Regal doesn't have that. They have the fucking, like, all these little balls that, like, start, they go on the screen, they engulf you, and then, like, it starts, like, lightning cracking and shit. It's tight.
I honestly think they're all, dude, there was the one time.
It's 7.1 now.
Oh, that's
not
way
5.1.
Better. Yeah, 7.1's good.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
if
means.
If we could make a 9.1.
Yeah, just keep
sell
going.
It?
I guess you just keep going up with odd numbers.
Just call it a 10.
And 0.1, they're like, nah, dude, you can't do that. That's an even. It's got to be 11.1. Anyways, go ahead.
There was a time when Cinemark had those fucking tweens singing that song about, like, fucking getting pop and sitting down at the movies, and they were in a row.
Yeah.
And I saw probably 45 movies that all featured that.
Yeah.
And there was a point where I'd plug my ears. I just close my eyes or plug my ears. Like, I was just like, this is the worst thing to sit through. It's like a minute long.
Tony's in silent protest.
Oh, man. I'm just like, or as it starts, I'd be like, this shit.
That was like last year's. Now what Regal does is they give like $30,000 to college students. And they're like, hey, film in our theater.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, do you want butter on your popcorn? Oh, I can't wait to see this movie. And then they hop in, and it's like, thanks for watching our film. It's like, fuck you.
Go back to school.
You got fucking, like, they gave you a red camera, and so it looks nice.
Yeah.
And then you had your shitty fucking people acting it, and, like, you shot it at a Regal. It doesn't even look, like, I almost wonder, I'm like, what the fuck are they actually learning?
I don't know.
No real editing skills.
Nothing. It's more like they won a fucking free something and did nothing with it.
Because two J-Brones pop up on the screen, and I'm like, oh, who are these cats? I don't like them.
Right.
And then they're like, hey, this is part of the Regal project. Enjoy our short film. And then it's them just getting tickets.
It's the sad reality.
It just sucks. I was like, oh, hell yeah, dude. Let's see the youth of America create some shit. Nah.
Yeah, let's see some sweet avant-garde fucking violent crazy hardcore shit.
Are you excited for Bad Boys 3?
No.
Are you excited for Men in Black 3?
Mm-mm.
4? 5? Mm-mm. I don't know what it is.
Whatever.
After fucking
Well, I like Tessa Thompson, but...
Is she the Valkyrie?
Or what is it? Yeah, the Valkyrie and then
in
Thor,
Ragnarok,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was Valkyrie. Yeah, Liam Neeson. Well, then he like went on from that whole, like, I had a friend that got raped by a black dude, so I just tooled around town standing outside of bars waiting for a black guy to cross me so I could have a reason to fucking murder him. I was like, whoa! And then he went on Good Morning America and was like, I stand by that. You never heard this?
No.
Yeah, they were like, shut the fuck.
Oh, I thought Liam Neeson was just like, I'm going to cash in on every one word title film I can make.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Taken. Commuter, fucking Traveler, fucking
Train. Yeah, yeah.
Passenger.
Listen to me. You're going to be a passenger on a train. I've never even seen Taken. I think I have, but like, it's just so like, people are like, it's incredible. I'm like, eh.
The first Taken's fine. It's like John Wick light.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, people were so fucking like, over the moon for this movie. And I'm like, it's so blah. Like, it doesn't, it's not that amazing.
Yeah, it's the same formula.
They're like, isn't his speech awesome, though? I'm like, it's cool, but I've heard it 1,000 times outside of Taken that I was like, it's, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I didn't, like, connect with it, because it had already been in pop culture and shit.
Yeah, they're fucking, they'll flood you with it.
Shazam, dude, came out this weekend. You excited?
Yeah, it looks funny.
Did you go see Captain Marvel yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, this is the DC Captain Marvel.
I know.
Did you know his name was Captain Marvel?
No.
Yeah.
I thought his name was Shazam.
No, that's the word he says. He turns into Captain Marvel, but they changed it later on and just called him Shazam. Is that wild?
Huh.
Yeah, that movie does look fun, but it says, like, a Screen Rant's like, it's an uninventive origin story, but charming.
It is charming, yeah, but it's not inventive in that it's a lot of people's origin story.
Have you seen...
Oh, my God.
Have you... Tone, let me borrow your little ears. Have you seen the trailer for season 3 of Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Those kids look awkward as fuck.
They are. And that kid, Dusty, needs to just put in some fake teeth.
Dude, that's a disease that he has.
Okay, also, he doesn't have collarbones. You know he can twist his shoulders into his, like, fucking, like, middle of chest.
Ew, what?
He has no collarbones.
Ugh. Made me want to throw up. That was gross.
I seen him do it on an interview, and I was like, blah, blah.
Like the fucking doll in American.
He's a really, like, fun young actor. Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, you're the one fucking throwing up on him.
Yeah, I mean, I was throwing up all
not
over
me,
it.
Not me, dude. You fucking
hateful. You just said you almost threw up hearing it, not even seeing it.
More so just the feeling of, like, where do the organs go if his, if his fucking, like,
it pushes
shoulders.
His lungs down into his kidneys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to, like, oh, it's fucked. Anyways, yeah, those kids look weird. Are you excited for season 3?
It's set in the summer. That's fun.
Why is that fun? Because no school?
Because I like a good, you know, like, youthful summer. Like,
yeah, Kings
like,
of Summer.
Well, like Summer of Sam or,
wow,
you know, like fun stuff.
Stand By Me.
Yeah, that's a fun summer one.
Yeah, it is.
Seeing dead bodies and getting threatened with knives by fucking...
Do you know what the original short story by Stephen King was called?
Oh, wasn't it called Found a Body?
The Body.
See, I knew it was something like that.
Oh, wasn't it called Found a Body?
That was close.
Yeah, you're, well.
And I guessed out of nowhere.
What's your favorite season of Game of Thrones?
What? Are you?
Just, wow, that card just fucking flipped when it turned.
Jesus. 4?
Wow, yeah, Game of Thrones season 4 is still the best year of the show.
Yeah, 4.
What's your favorite season of Dexter?
Dexter? I don't have a favorite. Probably first.
Bullshit. Trinity.
I don't know.
John Lithgow?
I don't even remember it.
Trinity?
I don't even remember.
The Trinity Killer?
What? No, I remember John Lithgow slightly. You had to remind me. Ooh, the one that's better than Dexter. Like, he leaves body parts and shit like mannequins.
He does the three.
His brother.
Oh, that was the first one. That was the Ice Truck Killer.
I like that.
Yeah, the fourth season's the best, though. Anyways. You're
you, oh, kidding. So I got it wrong? It's a fucking quiz, you moron?
Yeah.
Don't ask me my opinion.
Are you excited for Rocket Man?
No.
Why not?
Are you excited for Ultraman?
They're making Ultraman?
Ultraman comes April 9th to Netflix. It's a new animated Ultraman.
Fucking
series.
Yes, I'm... Wait, no way. How many episodes? What the fuck?
Don't know if it's a 13 or a 6 or what, but
I'm looking it up now.
And he looks sick as fuck.
Is it dubbed like the fucking...
I'm not sure.
Like Godzilla? Oh, man, if it's like Godzilla, I'm going to be ultra bummed. Because, Jesus Christ, they lied the fuck out of that series.
Dude, like Gantz Zero.
Gantz O is sick.
Gantz O is hilarious.
Gantz O's...
The talking...
Oh, that's
awful.
That's
what boyfriends do.
I don't watch it with the dubs. I can't. I'm like, this is fucking murder to my ears. They only have one episode logged. Yeah, April 1st, 2019. Dude, that is tight.
Yep.
He looks sick as hell. I don't understand why they don't make the Guyver.
It'll get there. If they're making Ultraman, Guyver will come.
Yeah, because he's basically Ultraman, but way cooler.
Yeah, way cooler. Way more knives on his elbows.
Dude, the knives coming out? That's so tight. Dude, Mark Hamill's in that movie.
Good for him.
Do you want to borrow it?
Nope.
Okay.
I got so many movies to watch.
Yeah, we got so much to talk about for like 18 minutes, and I'm like, what's your favorite season of this?
No, you got it wrong.
Yeah. Idiot. Oh, God.
You guessed wrong. I told you genuinely my favorite season of Game of Thrones. You're like, yeah, that's the consensus.
Well, that's what it said on fucking goddamn, whatchamacallit.
I got more news.
What?
One Punch Man, April 9th.
Hulu. Mm-hmm. I knew that. But they're not dropping the whole thing.
I don't care. Any amount would be good.
I know. I was like, I remember after I watched it, I tweeted something like, I just wish it was the future so there'd be more One Punch Man to watch because that show is just too good.
Oh, so fucking tight.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to rewatch that. I might rewatch that this week.
That'd be fun.
Because that's, what, 23 episodes? It's a lot, but like they're only 20 minutes long.
They're short, yeah.
I got into fucking Parasite, whatever the fuck, and it was good, but
that's
like...
That's on Hulu, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Because I watched like two episodes. I was like, I get it. I just fast forward to the parts.
Yeah. Well, he's always like fucking, like his hands like trying to jerk him off in the bathroom because it's like weird, like hentai, like kind of porn-ish. Yeah. They got a lot of sexual stuff. And
it's a strange place.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections, and let's just go straight for Love, Death, and Robots.
Dude.
You have your top five episodes that you wanted to talk about, and I don't want to spoil anything, but the way I describe it was, one, this show was made for Tony. It's like they watched everything that he watched, and they're like, okay, he loves anime and Black Mirror. Let's just smash them together and give it to him.
10 out of 10 Deep Impacts, for sure.
It's definitely a 10 out of 10 Deep Impact. Thank you.
Solid.
You know what? 10 out of 10 Armageddons. There you go, robots.
Oh, God.
There you go. How about, let's change it to Dante's Peaks.
Dante's Peaks. DPs?
Yeah, 10 DPs. Wait, oh.
That sounds like we're saying double penetrations.
It does, yeah. 10, ooh, that sounds painful.
10 of them.
Yeah. All right, so it's basically Black Mirror. It's an anthology show. They're between 5 minutes, well, fuck, like 3 minutes, I think, is the shortest, to like 17 or 18. So it's very easy to consume. 18 episodes. I turned on the first episode and I was like, well, once it hit the anthology like type thing, I watched Sunny's Edge and then Three Robots. After I finished Three Robots, I immediately texted you and I was like, so they made your favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
I just found someone, I found this
saw
for
your
you.
Dreams.
Yeah. I was like, and here it is, dude. Like, they know you.
I watched them twice.
Yeah, I watched most of them twice, too, because I watched it with Josie. I was like, you have to see this. Yeah. I'm like the word of God going out in the world. Like, you have to watch the show. It's incredible. Like, it's so fucking smart and funny and real and insane, and it breaks your brain at times. The Witness was fucking wild.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's your top five shows? for Love, Death, and Robots.
Beyond the Aquila Rift.
Okay.
Where he's in like a hell dimension and she's like, I do love every soul that comes
here. That was
here.
Tight. That was tight. Wait, like, don't spoil these though.
Oh, didn't give anything away.
Yeah, he didn't. That one is fucking dope. And the fucking animation to that, it looks like Ganso. Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Very
pretty. That was like fucking Dead Space shit.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't they make this a game? Like, I'm watching this, I'm like, damn, dude, like, fucking, why do they have to make this so short? I want more of this story. But I'm like, but it works so perfect how it is, and I think it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That one was definitely one of my favorites. What else you got? I liked Lucky 13 as well.
I loved Lucky 13.
Lucky 13's tight.
Zika Blue.
That was the, wait.
About the blue
tile. Oh, okay.
Do you
know who was in Lucky 13? Samira Wiley. She was, she's.
Ramona Flowers. No, that's not Lucky 13. That's the Ice Age.
Lucky 13 is the one where she has the ship.
Yeah, she's the girl from Orange
is
the
New
Black.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, damn, her likeness looks so fucking... It's realistic as fuck. It's so cool. What was your second one?
Oh, I also really love Farm.
Zima Blue, you said.
Yeah, Zima Blue is... really a pretty story.
Oh yeah, that is really cool. That was, I mean, dude, like, I don't even know how you pick five, because like I'm like looking at them now, I'm like, these are all sick as hell. Fish Night was fucking crazy.
Yeah, Fish Night was
fucking
trippy.
Wasn't that cool? But like, I mean, it was still awesome to watch. And the artwork, how this is also the neat thing, is the artwork changes per episode. Some of them look very similar, but like some of them are like almost like drawn in what looks like a flip book.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, the one with the archaeologist.
That one's so sick.
It's so good. Dude, when there's a scene and
I was like, this is
in
like
it,
the
something,
fucking...
something shocking happens and the guy just like, his response is just, what the fuck? And you just, I like laughed and I was like, this is so gory. Good Lord.
It's, the show's so tight. Like, it's so sick.
There's one about fucking yogurt.
Yeah.
There's an episode about fucking yogurt.
And it reminded me so much of the beginning of fucking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah. Like, thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, it's funny as shit. It's dystopian.
It's super clever.
Sucker of Souls. That one was the one I was talking about.
What's that one?
The fucking archaeologist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what else? Farm. Farm is cool because it's long, too.
Farm is fucking heartbreaking as well.
Yeah. It's a rough one, man. And it's really smooth animation.
When I saw that one and I saw the mechs, I was like, Tony's just going to jizz his pants for 18 episodes. Like,
oh, there's more mechs and they're reloading.
I was like, and not only that, they're like worker mechs. So like, it makes sense. He's going to be like, it's tactics. I was like, God.
He's got coffee because he's a farmer.
Oh my God. He's going to love the shit out of this. Like, it was so weird. I was like, it's like they fucking opened his brain up and saw everything he loved and put it into 18 episodes.
That's what I felt. In the first episode, Sonny's
okay,
Edge.
So when I first started watching, I thought this was the series, and I was like, fucking dope. I didn't know it was an anthology. And then it went to the next one. I was like, well, what? Oh, this is an end.
I get it. This is not connected.
Because I was like super, I was like 16 minutes, weird. I don't care. Let's fucking, this looks sick. It's like fucking, it's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but mind-controlled beasts. I'm in.
That one was... That one was quite a if you want to watch this and you only need to watch one episode to get into it, you just watch the first one.
I said,
and if you're not into it after that, go fuck yourself.
I said, if you're on the fence about it, watch Three Robots. I think it's so genius, and it gives a cool flavor to what that show is, but it's also really funny and like Pixar-y.
It's the most I think digestible. Yeah. Courtney loved it.
Yeah. That's the first one I showed Josie. I was like, you have to watch. And I was like, it's so sick. It's so funny. And I was like,
fucking hilarious.
And when they hit this exploding kittens line, she's going to lose her mind.
Oh, it's very funny.
Yeah. It's so clever, man.
Damn, it's so good. Yeah. Those are the ones that I wrote down just to like discuss in terms of like.
Oh, dude, I really dug The Dump.
The Dump was fucking a really fun story. Dude, these stories are so fun.
Yeah.
They're so fucking fun. Like,
calm down.
Everyone is fucking fun, dude. And the last one was super fucking like heavy and dark. The Russians, like being caught in the woods. It was called something like
I'm looking.
Like Last Stand or something.
The Secret War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
where they expose like a bunch of shit and they're like, let's deal with it.
Dude, you know what was super tight? The fucking werewolf one.
Oh, that one was.
That was
that
insane.
One was rough, man.
There's a lot of dong in that
There's
show,
a
by
lot
the way.
Of hot dongs. Dude, and like a heavy amount of titties that are animated in different ways.
I was watching Witness, and like I was watching it at work, and I was like, dang, this is a little sketchy.
Gotta.
Because she's like straight up like masturbating on this bed, basically. This is weird.
No, like Courtney like looked up, and she's like, wow. And I was like, I didn't build it. I didn't draw it.
But you were jerking off.
Yeah, but I had a hard on, dude, and I was rubbing the couch.
Just sitting there, you're like, oh, yeah, just rubbing up against it. What are you doing? I love this show. It's so neat.
I'm an otaku. I love anime. All
right, so let's stop sucking this thing's dick because we're already like 26 minutes in. But if you have not seen it, fucking way recommend it. Biggest recommend it. It's one of the best things that Netflix has ever done.
Oh, they should be.
It's one of the best things that fucking has ever laid on your eyeballs.
Yeah.
It's so
honestly,
good.
It's one of those things like it would have been an instant buy if it was a DVD for me.
Ash vs. the Evil Dead. I finished season one. Absolutely loved it. Going to go on to season two soon.
Super fun.
Like 8.5 deep impacts. What did you see?
I watched Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald.
So did I.
Dude, I love the Fantastic Beasts. There was such cool magic in this one, dude.
Josie was saying the same thing. She's like, I don't really understand why people were shitting on this. I was like, I'm not going to lie. I want to watch the fucking first one again because I did not know what the fuck was going on.
It is convoluted as all get out.
Yeah, I had to rewind to this one part like three times. She's like, look, that's Voldemort. I'm like, this is 1927. There's no way that's Voldemort. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Ezra Miller, but he looks like he's 30 now, and he looks like he was 12 in the first movie.
Yeah, he's like got like gray hairs and a beard, and I'm like, God, he's really been grizzled by the world.
I'm like, crime's a grizzled wall, you know? bad joke.
You got him. You
got
zinger?
Him.
Are you a joke machine?
But I definitely give it like a 7 deep impacts.
Yeah, I give it like 8, just because I think I'm a little more in love with the magic world lately.
You're cooler, I guess.
No, I'm just saying I'm really into,
I just
like,
really like the magic.
I just wish I could, like, you know, go through
some
sort
of
wall
into
another world.
We're sitting there watching it. She's like, man, I wish magic was real. I'm like, it's just because you want to be lazy. Like, you just want to be like, do the dishes.
Clean up.
Yeah. She starts laughing. She's like, fuck off.
No, dude. In a magic world, none of those people would look like that. They'd be 600-pound fucking monsters swinging around, fucking having, like, the time of their lives in their chairs.
Do you remember, like, on Inquirer or whatever the fuck, that, like, blob of a human? He looked like Pearl from Blade. Do you remember that
dude? That fucking,
It was, like, the, like, one-ton man or some shit like that. And they showed his diet, and it was, like, 4 chicken pot pies, like, 19 2-liters. Like, mind-blowing how much this dude ate. Pearl.
Gallon of gravy.
Yeah, yeah. It was just wild. But that's how they would look. Yeah, you're totally right.
Oh, God, yeah. There would not be like these like healthy, like active fighting wizards. They'd all just be like, make the magic do stuff for us and yeah. sit around.
I thought it was, I did enjoy it though. A lot more than fucking, I think, what people gave it credit for.
Very clever magic. Like the things that they did, like listening with the wand and shit like that. Like, reversing time to like look up like footprints and like emotions. Like, it was cool.
Well, the part that I thought was cool was the gold footprints.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah, it was a lot of tight magic. Cool creatures, obviously.
I will say, if you haven't seen the first Fantastic Beasts for a while, rewatch that before you watch this one.
Sure, you'll
definitely understand it more than we did.
Yeah.
I get it now, but I want to watch both of them back to back so I can really
chop about that. Mr. Depp. Or Jude Law.
Jude Law was kind of like blah.
He was like a
he wasn't bad, but like he didn't feel like fucking Dumbledore.
Or he didn't have any wisdom. He was still like an inquisitive sort of like commander.
I get that, but he didn't even like sound like his mannerisms weren't like Dumbledore at all. There's nothing Dumbledore-y about him other than they called him Dumbledore.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that I thought was kind of shitty, was that like he didn't try to act like Dumbledore even as a young Dumbledore.
You know what he did that was Dumbledore-y? Hmm. Was sending someone off to go do some bullshit.
That's true.
That was a Dumbledore move to be like, I can't do it. Could you go do the dangerous thing, please?
How'd you?
That was Dumbledore.
I wonder if a lot of people didn't like it because, like, J.K. Rowling said that she wanted to make. She said Dumbledore was gay with Grindelwald.
Correct.
In an interview.
There's like shots in the film that the blood oath, like, yeah.
Yeah, them banging.
Yeah, the cocks and the butts. Yeah, like
full on penetration. Fucking Johnny Depp is railing on Jude Law.
The rose petals and their pee holes. Like, yeah. Like,
it was like American Beauty just sitting there.
It's fun.
I don't know how people felt about that because they're like, it's kind of retconning a character. In a sense, because like they never explained that throughout the original Harry Potters or anything.
I guess I never saw his girlfriend in the originals.
True, but like she was kind of like, yeah, like that was like what I had in my mind. And I think people kind of like were shitty about that, but I was like, that's kind of neat. And also the whole thing of like...
It's convenient for you to have that in your mind?
What do you mean?
Because now it's a little hipper to fucking
that is
have
true.
That in your mind?
That is true, yeah.
Oh, no, when I wrote this 12 years ago, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm fucking super progressive.
Super smart.
I'm woke as hell.
He is so old. He's like that fucking other wizard, Gandalf, who's gay.
Yeah, he's just all fucking banged out, you know? His whole life, he spent banging whiz.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an allegory for that, though. Like that, like, you know, like the X-Men, like that was definitely like an allegory for like homosexuality and stuff like that.
Oh, you like Triple X-Men, that movie.
No,
I like.
No. I'm saying like how like, you know, they don't understand their powers.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of like the same difference of like how the wizards were and shit.
I don't know if they're even going to get into any sort of fucking actual issue that he had because of his homosexuality.
I don't think so either. Yeah, it's
universe.
Kind of
seems like a progressive universe already,
and it's,
except for non-Madge to Madge.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was like a safe thing to kind of appeal to a mass audience.
And it doesn't hurt anyone because they just want you to have magic ability
they did
to
that
be in
too.
Their world.
Sulu, they were like, hey, we're going to make him gay in the new Star Trek universe. And I remember... what's the dude's actual name?
George Takei.
George Takei was like, that's not what the character is. Like, you're just doing that to, like, retcon to make people
don't
feel like...
Don't shoehorn.
Exactly. Like, if it's for the story, then he's like, then that's what you should be writing. If you're actually dealing with something, then yeah. He's like, don't put it in there just because, like, it's woke or cool. Like, I think that's lazy as fuck.
It is lazy. But luckily for...
And I think it cheapens anything about...
It does.
Yeah, like, you're just like...
Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, I heard that she wrote him gay. There's that... scene that kind of gives
like,
that
you guys
to
are
me.
Brothers we were more than brothers and that's when the ass pounding fucking happened
in
the air
and I was like but me no care get back to magic
it's
but
like,
I could see people being like good for him and
now,
I'm like I don't care
now I can finally be a part of the universe too
I'm
British
here. I'm not British no and I'm not magical
we're fucking bunch of dumb muggles
just a dumb northeast muggle
non-magi or madge whatever the fuck they call it all right
what do they call them spellless
I like
the different terms
it was almost like slurs I was like Jesus Christ
he's like look at this spellless piece of crap I'm like damn
well,
dude
when he does that big when Johnny Depp like has that like his Hitler speech basically that was fucking all right.
The recruitment video.
It was, and it was like, do not draw wands on them. Let them draw on us because then they look like the fuck ups. I was like, that's fucking tight.
Let your person die.
Yeah,
and they become the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, let them martyr us, and then now they are in the wrong.
It's smart. It's super smart.
That was cool as fuck.
He rouses a crowd with logical, like sociopathic.
Yeah.
Like logic. It's very smart.
It's super Hitler like.
It's very powerful. Yeah. Like anyone who wants to control with like showcasing certain like atrocities, like it'll be good to go.
Yeah.
He does it well. And dude, Johnny Depp also wears World War One fucking trench boots in that movie. So dope, dude. They're very badass boots.
That was sick too when he shows them the second war coming.
Yeah.
Like he's like, this is the future if we don't stop
and
him now.
And he's not lying.
No. And it's weird. I'm like, how does he know the future? But
it's hard to
really explain that.
Realize you end up in a jail cell for the rest of your life?
I enjoyed him for like what he was in the story and stuff like that, but like he wasn't like, you know, super awesome or anything. It wasn't like super gripping, it was cool.
Yeah.
And same with Jude Law. Like he was there.
Yeah.
And I felt like Newt was kind of like, I don't know, man. Like, the first movie was really, really, really good. I think this one's, like, less. But this is an Empire ending, which I dug. The Empire Strikes Back.
It's
the middle act.
Six of them.
Fucking what?
I think that was something slated for six.
I thought it was three, because that felt like the second in a trilogy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite a journey with fucking
Newt
and
I mean, I'm down, dude.
Like
I'll follow him.
Like probably getting Queenie back.
Follow him and fucking Niffler anywhere.
Him and Niffler and fucking Jacob and Queenie are cool too.
Jacob's
I
awesome.
Don't care much about his girl, Newt's girl.
Yeah, and they didn't really showcase her like at all.
She's bitchy the whole time. She thinks something like
yeah, what's she called,
like,
an aura?
Aura. Yeah.
Aura?
A-U-R-E-R.
Okay.
Like a fucking assassin.
Yeah. Well, they're like fucking magic police kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you guys just like to kill first. Like, cool.
Yeah, that was wild. But fucking Dan Fogelier, he was awesome in it. He was so good. Or Fogel, whatever
he's
the fuck his name
is. When he's bewitched at the beginning.
I'm telling you, dude, like you should watch Balls of Fury again. It's good.
I like him.
he's sick.
Fuck off.
He's good, dude. He's good. All
you
right,
watch Balls of Fury.
I will.
I watched Into the Spider-Verse. It's a Spider-Man movie.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, cool for you.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I rented it and finished the whole movie.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it on Tuesday.
Yeah, because I had seen half of it, told you how great it was. You're like, yeah, I got it pre-ordered. Mm-hmm. And I made a comment that you misconstrued.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were like, oh, Mr. fucking all never right, read
on,
a
hold
comic.
Hold on. So I get
so
a text
I said,
Tony, it was like, hey, have you ever seen Into the Spider-Verse? And I've been talking this movie up to him for fucking since it was like slated to come
and
out.
And I have bad memory.
And I was like, no, I haven't. I was like, I'm super stoked. I'm bummed I didn't get to see it in theaters. And he was like, dude, it's so true to the comics. And like,
no, that's not the words I use.
I'm getting the text right now, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, motherfucker. You fucking gay, motherfucker. Dude.
hang on a second. I'm getting it.
You're ridiculous. I was like, it's very comic. It's true to its comic roots, probably.
Yes.
Is that what I said?
Hold on. I'm looking.
Oh, I was like, wow, did I really quote myself?
No, you did not. I'm just trying to see when you fucking texted
me this.
Dang,
bro.
Is there like a search bar where I can type in Spider-Man?
No.
No?
Because then 9 million things would come up in your text messages.
That's all I talk about. It's fucking unreal. I've seen half of it. And so far, it's like the dopest, most true to comic movie.
True to comic movie.
So smart and artistic and even trippy and slapstick funny. I highly recommend.
And now, oh man, you read it like a real piece of shit. I was being nice and giving you my fucking thoughts and you just shit on them. And now, read everything I wrote. Is it not exactly everything
no,
I wrote?
You're right.
Fuck ass.
I just wanted to sound like, stay like the comic book dude from Simpsons.
God, I hate
actually,
you so much.
It's like trippy and like meta and it's just so awesome, you know? But yeah, I absolutely love it.
Comic style.
Yeah. And you're right. Like boom, bam, pow.
Oh,
like how he's thinking.
Cool
and
fucking
yeah.
panels.
It's gorgeous. It's amazing. It's the coolest Spider-Man story that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I give it 10 out of 10 deep impacts.
Yeah, it's a blast, man. And
some good fucking animation coming
Nicolas
out.
Cage
yeah,
as noir.
Like, sometimes I just light a match and let it burn so I can feel something.
He's like, I'm the wind. And the wind smells like rain.
He's good,
he's
dude.
He's just like, what?
And he's not even in it much, but he's
no.
so sick.
He has little lines and they're great.
It's good, yeah. The whole thing, even Spider-Ham's awesome.
Yeah, they're all funny. Like it's a really, really well animated movie.
And
like,
not only that, there's so much heart to that movie and shit. It's so fucking good.
It's like mind-bogglingly pretty.
Yeah, there's a reason why I won an Oscar.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What else you see?
I also saw Fallen Kingdom, the Jurassic Park movie about every dinosaur dying.
Man, when that shot of the brontosaurus and they're leaving, like, I looked over and Josie's, like, teared up. She's like, I fucking hate this movie.
Courtney got really pissed. She'd never seen it. She was like, fuck this. No, fuck this. And I was like, what did I didn't make it? And she's like, no, I'm just saying, like, tears in her eyes. Like, this is just a fucking, I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to care about the end of it.
Dude,
she was like, what's the point of this?
Did you already see it?
Yeah, I had seen it, but no, I had seen it on, like, DVD, or we ripped it. Like, I didn't see it in theater.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
That fucking, like, weird, like, eyes wide shut, like, fucking, like, when they're buying dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the fucking, like, the rich dark enough to masturbate while I'm buying dinosaurs.
I fucking hated that so much. I was like, that's so stupid.
Yeah, they're like, we set it up, and here they are.
Like, I was like, what?
Who wants another hors d'oeuvre?
Yeah, what a turn this took. I did not see that.
And this guy that's been with this charitable organization and this billionaire as his, like,
kind of like a
his steward.
Yeah. Like a
just out of nowhere was
curator.
Like, oh, I'm a monster.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I didn't really dig that movie that much. You know why? Because they did the same thing they did. All right, so Jurassic Park took place in the park, and that was cool.
Yep.
Jurassic World took place in the park as well, and that was sick.
Yep.
Then they take it out, and they're in the jungle with dinosaurs. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Well, it's kind of like,
I want to see the concession stands, bro. I want to see the fucking people getting eaten alive while they're at the park.
The juxtaposition of, like, I got a snow cone. Oh, God, a pterodactyl.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
Now it's going to be like, oh, because they said that. They're like, we're now living in a Jurassic World. And I'm like,
lame. Okay,
so they're going to either populate and kill all the humans, or the humans are going to, like, what? You're going to contain some of them, but not all? Like, you're fighting them, then the dinosaurs save the other dinosaurs in the fucking cages? Like,
what shit
can you go to now?
But it's like they're remaking the fucking first three again. It's like it's the park, then the Lost World, and then, I don't know, we even know Revenge of the T-Rex, whatever
going
the fuck it was
to
called.
To another island? Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Where the raptors are in dreams saying, Alan.
Oh my God, I forgot about that shit.
On the plane, he wakes up and the raptor's just like, hey, Alan. He's like, fucking, where's my raptor claw? I need to rub it.
Yeah, fucking Tony texted me. He's like, hey, you want to watch Fallen Kingdom? And I was like, that sounds tight. What is that? And I didn't even know what it was. And I looked it up and I was like, oh,
he's
no,
like, he means the Jurassic Park. And like, he came back and typed Jurassic Park question mark. And I was like, yep.
And I was like, nah. I'm good.
Fallen Kingdom, what's that about, like, Mongolian? Like,
I was like, oh, sick. Did I miss, like, some sweet King animated fucking movie or some shit? Dude, I'm down. And then I was like, fuck that movie. Yeah. I mean, it was cool enough, but, like, I felt like it was, like, a 5 or 6
also,
for me.
Also, there's 2 or 3 T-Rex moments. You know, like the posing of the T-Rex when, like, the banner's falling in front of him? There's, like, 3 of those moments with the same T-Rex in that one film.
Yep.
It's so
stupid.
You know
why? Because, like, that one got, like, a huge... People were like, fucking my childhood is back. And that was tight in the first one.
Why but give it three times?
Yeah,
because I'm just trying to... Or a raptor one now.
Dude, all right. One thing that we're going to go back to crimes real quick.
Right.
Did you notice that the score was absolutely fucking nothing? Do you remember anything about the score other than the time that they went to Hogwarts and they played the John Williams score?
Ooh, so good.
Dude, he's not scoring movies anymore and they fucking blow.
That sucks.
Like, that's what I was like, dude, there's something about this that isn't right. Like, it's not Harry Potter. And it was that. It was the score. And the same thing with Jurassic Park. That new one.
They use it.
They use it, but, like, only in certain shots, and you're like, fucking yes. And then it goes to something else. It's like, dun 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 dun.
Because the original Jurassic Park, all the music's good that.
Yeah.
There's one that's like, like when they're coming into the fucking.
You were doing RoboCop with it. Oh, now you're doing Ghostbusters.
It's iconic like that.
Yeah, I got you.
There's other tracks to the main theme in the first one that are great.
Do you remember when the first trailer for Jurassic World came out and it was that haunting piano that.
Yeah, and it was like just
and you're like
and
it's
footprint.
So,
yeah,
and it was so sad, and you're like, I'm fucking in. And then that second movie came out, and I was like, I'm
out. Like, holy shit!
I'll stop keep watching them, but fuck it.
I mean, really Chris Pratt bragged about shit he did in the first one.
I don't give a fuck about fucking dinosaurs, honestly. Like, it was cool to see the park, and that's the same.
You know,
I had the same problem with Harry Potter when they left the school. I was like, man, fucking Hogwarts.
Well, they even said they're like, because I watched all the featurettes because they just started playing after the movie.
Yeah, I got nothing to do.
Oh no, it's like a half hour. I was like, cool, man,
nowhere
I'm chilling,
to be,
bro. J.K. Rowling said that she was like, Oh, no, we went back to Hogwarts and we recreated it step by step, like each brick. And it's probably my favorite place to ever film.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I wish that it, you know, the new places like the Ministry of Magic France, Ministry of Magic England, mm-hmm. were as iconic as Hogwarts, but it's just never going to happen. I was like, yeah.
It's lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
You're never going to catch it again. You're just going to keep milking the franchise. Bingo. Which is fine. I'll keep watching them.
Yeah, they're
anyways,
magical.
What do you give fucking Fallen Kingdom? Like what a dumb name, too. Like a,
yeah, 5 out of 10?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's worth a watch.
It's
but
got
then
dinosaurs
you're like,
in it.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about dinosaurs.
I like them. I think they look cool.
They do look cool, but at the same time, I just don't give a fuck, man.
Triceratops.
And they keep making new dinosaurs that don't exist. Okay. I watched this movie called Into the Inferno. I looked up like fucking a billion things to watch to stream.
Yeah.
And Into the Inferno is a fucking volcano documentary.
Wow.
Not worth the stream.
Not worth the stream.
The tightest part was like this fucking like wow. weird like France couple was like they just run in with those like reflective suits.
A France
right,
couple.
Right. French couple, my bad. But they just run right into like fucking rivers of lava. It's wild.
Why?
I don't know, but like they died for sure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
but they
well
had
done.
Years of like fucking studying and
of
they,
running through volcano lava.
No, they weren't running through. They'd run up to it. And dude, there's explosions right behind them of lava. It looks so fucking cool. And I mean, the documentary is interesting enough, but like it's not that great. I give it like a 6. But that part of it is fucking mime. I was like, make a documentary about these motherfuckers.
What a bunch of piles of shit, though.
They got killed by this gas that comes out of the fucking volcano at like 600 degrees.
Yeah, that's like the fucking the cloud.
The Pompeii. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Basically. And I was telling Courtney, I was like, he'd be burnt alive before he jumped off the cliff.
Yep.
And
what?
In Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
and
the
there's
volcano.
A part with lava where he's passed out. And lava's like 5 inches from his head, and he's like, "Well, that woke me up. Is that's a little warm?
Yeah,
I'm like you'd be on fire."
The same people were saying the same shit about a volcano.
Yeah,
because like the fire actually starts way before the lava even gets there. Yeah,
all that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, Into the Inferno. If you got fucking an hour and a half to, and dude, the dude that's fucking narrating, he's like, "So I went to the volcano." Like he has a weird accent. You can barely understand. I'm like, why didn't you hire somebody else?
It's not Werner Herzog though.
Who's that?
He does a ton of documentaries. He has a really like thick German like accent, but he's like, also we all know that this is the way to go.
That's
to
him.
Down.
That's him.
It is him.
Yeah, it's Werner. Yeah,
yep.
He's in the whole movie
he's
too.
A popular, very popular. He did a Grizzly Man.
Yeah,
he's a documentarian.
Right, and he fucking documents the shit out of every
his ass off.
Oh my
yeah.
god! But I'll give it a 6.5 for Werner. Okay,
old Werner.
Yeah. But fuck, hire somebody else to fucking narrate that shit, man. That was annoying.
Fucking weren't getting a good fucking review on that.
Yeah. What else you see?
I saw The Dirt. It's about Motley Crue.
Yeah, I really want to see this.
Machine Gun Kelly plays Tommy Lee.
I know. Well, how'd he do?
Horrible.
Whoa.
He's Machine Gun Kelly, not an actor.
Well, he was in fucking Bird Box.
Yeah. None of those people, like.
It wasn't good?
It wasn't. No, it was.
Dirt was good.
Dirt was pretty good.
You hate Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't like Machine Gun Kelly. I like the dude who plays fucking, oh God, what's his name? He plays, the dude on Game of Thrones, the bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gets
he
eaten
plays,
by dogs.
And the
he was
bastard.
In Misfits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Renly or Rap? Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Bro,
it's
fucking,
an R.
It is.
Ramsey. We're
Samsonite.
The same
I was way off.
He's in it, and he's my favorite by far.
Yeah, he's
the
Mick
guy
Mars.
Who plays Nikki Six, and the guy who plays fucking
Vince Neil.
The guy who plays Vince Neil is a good enough actor. He's just they're just weird looking dudes. Like the hair is fake, and it has to be because no one has that hair. But like. They just look weird. They're very true to character. Like, all the shots. Like, there's a shot of Tommy Lee's wedding with Heather Locklear.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks identical to the photo of the real wedding. Like, it seems like it is their exploits. And it's Vince Neil's book, The Dirt, that it's based off
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it's based on... Yeah, I watched the trailer and I was like, I'm in.
I don't know. It's a biopic. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Rockstar. It's like fucking...
Rockstar's tight, though.
Yeah, it is tight. This is very fucking... It's fun. It's all debauchery.
Oh, cool.
And like even their manager was like, I've fucking toured with like Dead and like all these bands. Like he's like, I've been with fucking like all these fucking rock stars. Motley Crue is the goddamn devil. He's like, they didn't do it to be pompous. They did it because they were just that way. It was just the combo of those four fucks were just so fucked. They were just lunatics for themselves. They didn't give a shit about, like, let's be more rock star. Like, let's drive our Ferrari and crash it because I didn't mean to crash it. I just crashed my Ferrari because I was driving too fast and fell out.
It wasn't a front. It was, like, just legit fucked.
Yeah, and, like, all the shit that happened to them in terms of their personal lives, I bet they didn't dig nearly as deep as it was in real life.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, stuff you want to take to the grave half
sure,
the time.
Yeah.
But there's fucked up shit in it. Like, it's a, not, like, emotionally moving movie.
Is it good?
It's good. It's a good...
Good enough.
Hour and a half, yeah.
It's a good... It's a while.
I give it a 7.
Oh, that's... All right, cool. I'm done. I'm going to watch it this week, so I'll give you my review next week on it. We can talk more in depth. I watched Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. How's she?
It was good. I think I give it like a 7. Like, it's not bad. They don't beat you over the head really with the whole like fucking like feminine aspect of it. There's a lot of sick parts in it, of course, and you need it to get to Endgame, which comes out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. But yeah, it was good. I did enjoy it, but it was kind of there with like Ant-Man for me. I think I might like it more on a second watch.
Yeah. Wait, you need to watch it to watch it Endgame properly?
I think it would help you.
Would
yeah,
it?
Because she's going to be in Endgame.
I know what she is.
Okay.
She's powerful.
I mean, honestly, it acted more like a Nick Fury origin, which was really sick.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nick Fury is like young in the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then the after credits is like setting up Endgame.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you don't really need to see it. Like, I mean, it's cool, though. It's a lot of space.
I guess if you know how strong she is.
It's a lot of space shit.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, you don't get that till the very end. Dude, all right, there is this one thing, though, and I will say this is kind of a spoiler. When she, like, unleashes herself, like, fucking they play No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's sick. But they took all the bass out of it, and it made the fight look so fucking cheese.
Was it to add more effects from the fight pound? Like,
the
pounding
fight didn't
and punching?
Even, yeah, it didn't even seem mixed well either. Like, it's weird. Maybe it's where we were sitting. I don't know. But, like, I felt that was, like, a super awesome moment that was portrayed very weakly because there was, like, no bass and no substance to that song. Because that song can be heavy. You can mix that better. I don't know. It just felt so, like, tinny.
Shit.
But I give it, like, a 7.5. It's good. It's a Marvel movie. You'll dig
Radical.
It. Oh, you know what was sick, though? And this almost made me fucking cry. At the beginning, it's all Stan Lee's cameos instead of the comic books.
In the Marvel lettering, yeah.
Oh, dude, and it says, thank you, Stan. And then I'm going to spoil his fucking cameo, too, for you.
Okay.
He's on a bus reading the fucking script for Mallrats.
Really?
Dude, because it takes place in the 90s.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck,
that's
man.
Really
that's
cool,
so
yeah.
sick.
And you were just over there crying, and Joe's like, shut the fuck up. Like, we're in a theater. There's kids around.
Did I ever tell you, we went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and fucking... when we were in Colorado,
yeah,
and there's this fucking commercial where this like ostrich is trying to fly, and then like fucking like at the end of it, he's like, and like all the other ostriches are looking at him like an idiot, like fucking fuck this dude, because ostriches are not, they're flightless birds, Tony.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew this.
I do.
Huge eggs.
Ostriches, my genius. I know all about that.
Ostriches, get on the fucking story. And at the end of it, he's flying over the fucking all the other ostriches, and they all look up in like awe. And he has VR goggles on, and it was like, "Be what you want to, or be what you want." And I look over, and she's like, "Shut the fuck up." She's like rolling a tear,
like. You're like, you fucking nerd.
I was like, I looked over, I was like, you're kidding.
Wow.
I was like, are you crying at a VR commercial? She's like, it was really fucking well done.
Are you going to sell your car and get a surfboard? Go away, dude.
Oh, man, that made me laugh so hard. What else you see?
That's it besides our movies.
Okay, cool. I watched The Meg again. It's still trash. fucking 3 out of 10
Shit.
Deep impacts. Yeah. Mortal Engines, you saw. And you didn't talk
about. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
You were talking, like, dude, okay. The only thing that was wrong with this was that there was no heart to anything, and they were just, like, running the motions. That movie's sick, though.
It's cool to watch.
I enjoyed it. I fucking love, like, Strike.
Oh, he's my favorite part of the entire film. I didn't want to bring that up. The Resurrected Man is the best part of the film.
The Lazarus Project, that's what they were calling him and shit. Dude, that shit was sick as fuck.
That they're like a thing that are extinct now is dope.
I feel like if you explain this story to somebody, like they'd be like, that sounds amazing.
Blow
and
their
like
mind.
The beats hit, but like the acting's terrible. The fucking kid from like Hugo Weaving, I don't even, was he checked out
What's
on
the
drugs?
Point?
Quaaludes
What's the point?
Or something? But yeah, like he was just kind of blah. Like I give it, but I still give it like a high because like I definitely think it's worth a watch. It's like a cinematic triumph. Like
super
of how
unique movie.
I stayed up the
and
whole
none
time.
None of the little like fucking like sub-character action heroes, the like girl and the guy and the guy's friend, like on the flying ships. Like I was like, throw them in the fire. I don't care.
There's so much going on, and they're trying to set up the heart moments, and mm-hmm. you don't give a fuck about them. That's like that was my big issue with it.
My heart was with the resurrected man.
Yeah,
like hearing his origin, I'm like, oh,
they was tight.
That's why he's doing it. He's not. His kill her, like, yeah, like
his death scene though, like he's like, I'm gonna fucking crush him. You love him, I'm dead. I was like, what is happening?
I was bummed he died, and I was like, why is this ending? Because he's the best thing in it,
dude. Like, it was like we have to hit these things. Like, everything happened so quickly that like there's no actual like clout to it.
I also didn't understand. I was like, okay, so we're anti old tech because old tech ruined the world because nuclear bombs ruined the world.
Well, not even nuclear. It's like the fucking.
Then I was like, oh, it's actually laser beams. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And Static City versus Traction City. That's a cool concept.
That is. And they get the wall and they're holding the resources.
What it doesn't under, I guess what I don't understand is Traction City is there to be mobile, to be a predator city and attack. Mm-hmm. Why would anyone else build a fucking city that rolls if they aren't trying to fucking fight? Like, I guess only like bandit shitheads should be in Traction Cities.
Well, basically, like, I think that like any mobile city is always out looking for resources. That's why they're trying to fight the wall at the end. Yeah. Because they're harboring all the resources.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just go join that city, bring your fucking Traction City and park it and be part of that city. They will welcome you.
I think it's like it's kind of like when someone,
it was weird because they were like, come on.
Yeah,
I'm like, huh? What's the point? Go to the door.
Yeah, no, I think it's like they didn't want to
share.
Exactly, yeah.
They're bricks, yeah.
Yeah, they're just English bricks, yeah. But yeah, so I give it like a 7. I think it's for sure worth a watch, but just let it be known now that you're not going to give a fuck about any of the mm-hmm. characters. And the last fucking line, your history. Oh, I wanted to punch my fucking TV. I was like, fuck you.
Like them walking in the tank treads from where the city drove sick. By. That's great. It's awesome.
Dude,
looking.
That shit reminded me of like fucking, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, it was
like,
great.
It was sick.
I'm like, wow, that city has to weigh like millions upon millions of pounds. Like, that's
to
awesome.
Carve like almost mountains when it rolls. Yep. It's rad. Yeah. I don't know, dude. What do you give it?
Like a 6.5. Like, 6.5 I can only go DI. So far with the good stuff.
6.5 DIs, dude. I watched The Sisters Brothers.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly. I give it like a 7.58 Deep Impacts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm digging it. It's good. It's slow, but it's good. And it has a really fucking beautiful payoff. And it is fucked up. I think you should watch it. You'd like it.
I'll probably watch it.
Western. And I watched Robin Hood.
Wow, with the arrows.
Oh, there's
so many arrows.
I found out like on a episode of Arrow, it costs like fucking $100 per arrow. So they just put that shit everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That special effect, like they said, it's like $100. Like, so it's the cheapest effect.
Yeah,
they do. And this movie's fucking full of them. All right, so this. I popped that Blu-ray in, dude. I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I like that cat that plays him.
Action packed.
Like
yeah.
Eddie the Eagle, Kingsman. Yeah. He's sick. I dig him. I'm stoked for fucking Rocket Man because of him. But like. The first fucking thing, they're like, hey, Rob. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like,
yo, Rob.
Yeah, you're not going to do this, are you? And then, like, you meet fucking, you meet Jamie Foxx, and he's like, oh, I'm, oop, blop, blop, blop. And he's like, I don't know. And then he tries to say it, and it's like a real funny banter back and forth between him. He's like, I'll just translate it. It means John from blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, he's little John. And then he's like, hey, can you go get Tuck? And then a friar comes out. I'm like, oh, I kind of hate this.
Tuck.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, dude. I think they're like trying, like, if they didn't call it Robin Hood and then this started happening, you'd be like, oh, sick, this is Robin Hood. Yep. But they called it Robin Hood. I know the players. Like, but, it's
isn't
a blast.
Isn't it just called like Hood?
No, it's Robin Hood.
Oh.
Yeah, the Hood. But it is sick. They fucking put hoods up all over the town and shit like that. That's kind of cool. He looks cool.
Little Guy Fox.
And they show like war with bows, but they're holding them like machine guns. Like there's this like a scene where
spread open?
Yeah, like open, like ready to fire, like just like walking through like fucking like corridors.
That's so unrealistic.
It is, but it looked cool as fuck. I
not
was like,
tactical,
that's sick.
But really cool.
Yeah, and then this dude's like fucking got one of those chain guns that shoots arrows, and like it's just full on, like it feels like fucking like Three Kings with bow and arrows.
Jesus.
It's fucking wild, dude. But yeah,
have you ever seen the Russell Crowe one? They're called Robin Hood, like, but it's from like 2006.
I feel like I have, but like I was like kind of like,
it's like really gritty and fucked up.
Is
it's kind of like Kingdom of Heaven.
Is it good?
It's good if you. I think it's the most accurate.
To
like,
me, it was like what portrayal of fucking Robin
of,
Hood
like, of the myth.
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Authentic feeling. Like,
okay, yeah.
It felt like, you know, it was like a Game of Thrones producer versus like a fucking like Arrow director from the show made
Yeah, Josie watched some of it with me, and she's like, I don't know. She's like, it's weird. They don't look like they're fucking like in that time period. The dude, okay, you know the guy that's
in like,
fucking...
like leather with cutoffs and
do you
shit?
Know the guy that's in Dark Knight Rises that's like, oh, you mean the fucking chip that will fucking erase your identity and give you a new start? Like, he's like Mr. Exposition, but he's a bad guy.
Yep.
Then he's in Rogue One, and he's in fucking every movie ever now.
Yeah.
He is in this fucking movie,
why,
and he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's the sheriff of fucking Nottingham.
Stupid idiot.
And they were definitely trying to make a sequel, which I highly doubt, because it did not
do
well.
Too.
But yeah, I give it like a 5. It's okay. There's some cool Arrow shit. I mean, that kid fucking does that jump twist move like the whole movie.
Just always falling over.
Yeah, it's like slow motion and twist. Ah!
Three arrows.
That is sick, though. Yeah. Like, he's holding up two. Like, I thought he fired three at a time, but he holds, like, he just like reloads with his fingers.
Yep, for sure.
That's fucking tight.
It is tight. That's really real. That's doable.
It is. There's a dude that does that shit.
Like one out of a billion people.
No, like I guess like, they described him and like he looks like a hunchback because of that pose of pulling.
Wow.
So his one shoulder's just gigantic and the other one's like not.
It's super strong.
Yeah. It's just like built, but he looks like fucking Quasimodo.
Gross.
Yeah. But he can do that, like fire three arrows in like 2 seconds or a second or something like
That's
that.
That's crazy.
All right. What's happening? Test of Tony. We watched I Know What You Did Last Summer. I fucking had a blast watching this.
Man,
what about
this is
you?
A classic, dude.
Dude, they don't make them like they used to.
Those slasher like 90s, like this and Scream. Like,
Scream's tight, though.
Dude, Scream's got one of the best endings ever.
Yeah, it does.
It's fucking
when that twist happens,
horrifying.
You're like, fucking what?
Yeah. This one, not that good of an ending.
No.
And I didn't realize this. Is the guy that they hit in the beginning of the movie a fucking 30-year-old man? Like a fucking young guy?
No, I think they hit the dad.
Because the kid that wanted to kill himself
yeah.
was on the pier with the fucking spinny thing.
Right.
And drinking.
Yeah.
And you assume, like, that's what he meant to do is jump off. Then you assume that he's walking across the street
right.
to, like, not kill himself and they run him
you
over.
You were supposed to think that it was him, but it was his father.
Yes, because you
no,
killed
it
his
was the
son.
Father. No, fuck. It was the father of the girl that died in the car accident that kid was about to kill himself over.
That's where I got confused. I was like, who
I'm actually
the
not
fuck
sure.
is that old man that's
not,
fighting me at the end?
Josie, explain it to me. I'm still kind of a little foggy.
Josie, can you get down here? Yeah. We don't know our thing.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do our job.
Explain. I Know What You Did Last Summer, please.
Oh, man. It's such an iconic, like, pile of shit, is that called? Jump scare at the end?
No. And, dude, and they made another one.
They made a lot.
Well, no, they only
like
made
three.
But the
That's
third
a lot
one,
for
The
that.
Third one doesn't have Freddie Prinze or Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Guaranteed.
But the second one, Josie was like, yeah, Jack Black's in it. They're on an island in Jamaica. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. They made a few of these, and Jennifer Love Hewitt is... Dude, there's something about her. Like, when I see all of her acting, and
she says,
I see,
you're right. It's the father. She heard you.
Josie, help us!
Yeah, it is the father of the daughter.
Okay, God, that's convoluted.
Yeah.
And you're like, so who's Freddie Prinze Jr.'s dad? Is
right.
that someone? Who is he, an orphan? What the fuck?
He's like, my dad was a fisherman. I was like, oh, shit, his dad's the fucking killer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no. She's like, no, you're wrong. But yeah, so Jack Black's in the second one.
Okay.
And they're on an island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
I vaguely remember
and
it.
It's that dude's son. And this was the weird part. She made this connection.
I remember
never...
there's like cabanas and shit.
Yeah. I want to watch it, honestly. I'm like,
you're probably
going to
go rent it, dude.
Yeah, I might, yeah. I know.
Just... Oh,
yeah.
Call Family Video and ask if they have it for 99 cents as opposed to renting it for $4.
I'm not going to do that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, there's new Freddy's coming to Netflix.
What?
Next month, April.
All of them?
No, like I think like the later ones.
Freddy's or Jason's?
Freddy's.
Okay, so Nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find the dude. But like Benjamin Willis.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the dude in the next one is like Willis Benson.
Oh, God.
So, like, it's his son.
Clever, yeah.
Ben's son. And I was like,
yeah.
Dang, they put a lot of thought into that movie. And I didn't even catch it. But what do you give this movie?
Oh, fuck me. I mean, there's really not even much gore. It's more just, like, fright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump scares.
Jump scares. I don't like jump scares.
Yeah.
I think they're cheap.
Yeah. And you
I'll
get
take Hereditary over a fucking jump scare pile of shit any day.
Sure.
I'm not going to watch this again in my lifetime.
Really? I probably
not unless it's at a party or something or, like...
on in the background.
I'm tortured and they're making me watch it.
Wow.
Because of like,
you really didn't like it.
No, it's not that I hated it.
I feel your pain.
I just want.
That was a rough line.
Dude. Oh, I wanted to say about Jennifer Love Hewitt before I rate this.
Mm.
It's like she only has one human character and it is her character.
Hang on a second.
Hang on a second.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, it's recording.
I know.
It's just a pop-up, bro, dude. I could handle it. All right. So, as I was saying, Jennifer Love Hewitt has no characters in her professional career because I saw her in a few episodes of The Ghost Whisperer or whatever, and it's the same character as this one.
The Ghost Whisperer?
This,
oh, yeah.
Like,
she's
like sad,
one.
Sort of fucking like, don't do that. No.
Wasn't she in Can't Hardly Wait?
Yeah.
You liked her in that.
I mean, she doesn't do much acting because it's mainly about the nerds and the fucking, like,
true.
Seth Green and all them. Yeah, she really only gets frustrated, but she's the same fucking person. You can watch Can't Hardly Wait and It's Always... Not It's Always Sunny. I know you did last summer, and it'll be the same girl.
Okay,
she has like a sadness, but like pouty lip sad. Like, yeah. I'm about to cry, but I'm sexy. And I'm like, I get that that's your thing, and you have boobs, and you're young, and you have straight hair, but you're doing nothing. You're doing literally nothing on screen.
Yeah,
Freddie Prinze and fucking...
he's rough to watch.
Ryan Philippine were the people doing the most
Ryan
acting.
Ryan Philippine was acting his ass off.
He was
in that
great.
Movie. I would
like,
say
what
Michelle
do you
Geller,
want?
Too.
Dude, yeah, him and her were...
Yeah, they were good.
Because they were the most energetic of the two. The other two were like, wait, what's happening? And she's like, I don't know. Like, they were like, yo, fuck this! Like, they were, like, excited.
What do you give it? How many defense backs?
4.5.
4.5? I give
four
it.
And a half.
I'm going to give it a 6.
I was going to say, I'd probably give it like an 8.
Because it was kind of, no, not that high.
Because you love like but fisherman stories.
I do, yeah.
A good hook story.
Heart of the Seas, fucking good, man. Like,
you know my heart's...
Captain Nemo and shit. Like, I dig it. No.
Atlantis.
I think there's a nostalgic for it, like, that I have.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like the 90s, and I don't know, it's just like awesome to see them in awful clothes, and like the movie was fun. Like, I forgot so much of it, and I want to watch the second one. So yeah.
Ryan Philippine's sweaters were so dope in the whole movie.
Dude, bring back giant sweaters,
dude,
you know?
Cool sweaters like that, man. Where do you get those?
Thrift
American
store.
Eagle?
Not anymore. I don't think so.
Yeah. It'd be an Abercrombie thing.
Probably.
That's out of business.
All right. Let's hop into movie of the week. We watched Triple Frontier.
Oh yeah. Why is it even called that?
I could not tell you.
Couldn't
at all.
Tell me. Could it? Yeah. This movie amps itself up like every tight action fucking special ops team movie ever.
Sure.
Going to do something that's supposedly got good heart and intention, but they're getting their due. Mm-hmm. They're getting theirs now because they have a skill set and they should get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are kind of retired and kind of, some of them are kind of still in there, and like, it's a cool ragtag group of dudes, and like,
I mean, the cast alone is like,
dope
holy shit.
Shit. They could have done so many things.
Ben Affleck, I don't know if I like him.
Dude, Ben Affleck looked like he was sleepy as shit on set.
Yeah, I feel like he's going through like a rough patch.
He was like, I'm going to be there, and you guys are paying me to be there, but... He was a bitch. He sucked.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really enjoyed the movie for what it was. It wasn't like mind-blowing or amazing, but it was a good watch, I felt.
It was a good watch until the last, I'd say, 15 minutes. I was like, the resolution is one of the bitchest things ever.
Why?
What they do at the end.
Give all the money?
Stupid idiots. What was the point of the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, the entire journey led to self-discovery that then left them with absolutely nothing but a death.
His family needed the money the most, but I do agree that like one of those motherfuckers should have taken some.
Oh my God, $20. Like, you had a $500 million helicopter full of it.
Yeah.
You didn't take a 5-spot to get home?
That was fucking crazy. The helicopter scene, that was wild.
There's some great scenes, and there's really cool, like, in the house, that whole scene is awesome when they're planning, and then they execute, but then they're like, fuck, we gotta go. The chase out of that area is awesome. And then even, like, the journey of them, like it's getting harder, like, leave more and more so we can keep going and going.
Yeah.
I'm like, but one goddamn duffel bag? One little fucking knapsack?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
They're stupid. Because men like that wouldn't have that reaction to that
shit.
No,
they'd be like, well, I'm taking that money
because
we just lost somebody.
Good.
Like, yeah, like, we don't want to make this worth nothing.
Yeah, like, I actually have things in my life that I've got to deal with.
That, yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't really think about that. The
there's no logic in what they're doing. It's like, oh, the honor kinda, of my brother comes before every other decision in my life.
Kind of lazy.
Which, if you're watching Lone Survivor,
Yeah.
Duh.
That movie's
because they're
sick.
Literally like, I'm going to die up here. I'm going to die with a full heart, like with my brothers. I'll do whatever I can to help you.
Sure.
In this situation, it's like, well, we had a bad thing happen. We have these things that we could do for ourselves and for him to a degree to give a bit of support for our fallen brother. Instead, I'm just going to relinquish everything that I have and just walk away empty handed and just dumb. Just dummies.
Just dummies.
Just dummies, bro. 6.5, bro.
Deep impacts
on that nut.
I'll agree with that deep impact.
Yeah. It's another Netflix that shits the bed, in my opinion, where it could
I think
have been
shits
stronger.
Less the bed than most.
Oh, than like fucking Tao or AO or fucking, yeah.
Or not AO. What's the fucking, Anon. Anonymous, that one. That one I was like, fuck.
Dude, Anon and Tao, God, those movies suck. Dude, yeah, something like, someone said like, Netflix has produced like 200 like things, and I'm like, I believe it. 9 are good.
Yeah, they dump a lot of it. Like The Ritual was sick.
Pumping out horseshit.
Fucking like, but then you get fucking Love, Death, and Robots.
Get Love, Death, and Robots.
So it all comes back. All right, so next week, Tony, what are we gonna do?
Oh, I didn't think about that at all. All
right, so Copycat, I would like to do as the movie of the week. I think you'll dig it, man. It's like 90s, but it's sick.
Is it about like a killer?
Yeah, it's a serial killer that's a copycat.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then Test of Tony, Balls of Fury?
No, I've already seen it lately.
Dang. No, you have not.
I have.
When?
He spins a ping pong on his finger. Fucking, you got your, the old, what's his name? Christopher Walken.
How about Gothica?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not watching that again.
Why not?
It was shitty the first time.
You love Gothica.
Do I?
I think so.
No, I don't like Halle Berry that much.
Well, what do you want to do for Test of Tony then?
I mean, I'm just going to wing it, bro, you know?
Corbin Nash, watch that one again. Oof, that
was
rough.
No.
Corbin Nash was not good.
It's
still on my list for some reason. Got to delete that.
Let me think.
All right, you think.
Let me use my mind and my brain.
Yeah, try to. Oh, Norn's awake.
Ooh, little puppy dogs.
My little baby.
Can't think of anything.
Oh, good. Fuck.
Pick something you'd like to watch too, dick.
Well, I wanted to watch fucking Gothica.
Wait, will this be within the time that Netflix will be launching some of the new stuff? Because the Freddies and the Jasons they're adding would be.
Are they adding? I thought you said it was just the Nightmares.
I think it might be Friday the 13th too.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know if it. Wait. No, it's not going to be.
It won't. Shit.
Won't release yet.
Dicks.
We just need to figure out this Test of Tony, then we can get the fuck out of here.
We don't need to. These people just love to hear us.
Yeah, but okay, I guess you're right. We can just fucking be like, hey, this is the Test of Tony.
Next week, we're just going to be a fucking. It's going to be as fun as it was this week, you sluts. Okay?
Wow.
Okay?
That's something. All right, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove. Call us,
Dan, let's take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cast, Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing back.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.